Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
And it's the rundown, the board, whatever it's called, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. And Jim, the king of the sequential game listing, has gone right to Sunday night. Packers laying 3 at the Steelers. This is a dicey, dicey game. Steelers off a loss at home. Tomlin, underdog? Uh-oh. What do we want to do here?
Well, I first want to explain why we're starting with this. It is the biggest game of the week. It's Sunday Night Football. It's Rodgers back at Lambeau Field. It's two big brands, right? When you tell the history of the NFL, these are two of the franchises you're going to single out, and we get it on Sunday night. Now, you want to talk betting the game. I wish I was getting the 3.5 that it was posted at earlier in the week, because I think I would do the whole Tomlin as a dog. The Packers aren't impressive, specifically on the road, but I'd want north of a field goal if I'm going to bet on a Steelers defense that also hasn't looked good and just had Joe Flacco carve them up.
Yeah, and look, you're not getting north of a field goal because planet Earth is on the Steelers. Now, what I'll tell you from a football perspective for me, you know, and again, you got to be careful in the NFL. Like, I went 3-2 last week, and I felt like the prom queen. Steelers are damn near dead last in just about every pass defense metric. You juxtapose that with a Packers offense that really does need to get their offense going. They need to get this passing game going, and especially with verticality. I actually leaned Packers here because I like the matchup the other way. I think this Packer D against an immobile quarterback, Micah Parsons is really hitting his stride. I leaned Packers here 3 or less. If this is 2.5, it's all Pack. If it's 3.5, it's all Steelers. I was leaning Pack here because nobody wants them.
Do you feel like waiting and letting the public, will it ever hit 2.5?
I don't want to sound like I'm authoritative on something I'm not qualified to be authoritative of. Here's my guess. If that thing got to 2.5, bags of money would come in on the Pack, and then they'd bounce it right back to 3. I just don't think it would ever get there. They have the market right where they want it, probably. And I do think as you get closer to kick, you'll get a little bit more Pack money. That's my guess. I'm not trying to pretend I'm some kind of fucking risk assessment team.
Yeah, but just putting ourselves in their shoes.
Yes.
They're getting the Steeler money, but you believe even at 3, they're going to get that money to balance it out closer to kickoff, and we'll never see it 2.5. So if you want it at 3, you take it at 3.
Yeah, and I lean Pack here. And I thought the other thing that was interesting is we always talk about primetime unders, and they have a very good way about them. Did you have any look to the over here? 45 flat, depending on where you're shopping.
Part of your cap was Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary crush them like a can in their palm of their hand.
I don't know that I use that verbiage, but okay, sure.
You know, you've got Aaron Rodgers looking like the remains of after the goes through the bottle return machine. I wouldn't want to bet the over. I get what you're, because the other side of the ball is, you do feel like the Steelers defense is gettable.
I do. I do, especially now. I mean, basically, and look, TJ Watt's a hell of a player, but look, they're doubling, tripling him. He's not responding. He's not earning his money. Your job is to beat those double and triples. And again, you thought getting Highsmith back, they'd be much better up front. I'm going to take one.
What's your conviction here? Because I get you're selling a good story on the Packers, but it's still the Tomlin dog, and three's not a great number. So what's the conviction?
I think the Packers are going to end up, the Steelers are going to end up being one dimensional. And I think you're going to have a real problem against the Packers if you're not running the ball. And I don't like the Steeler defense matchup against Jordan Love. Yes, the passing game has been very uneven, but the Steelers are horrific on the back end. You know what I think they are? Like, I know this isn't like height of nuance. The Steelers lack athleticism back there. They look slow. And I feel like the Pack stylistically, like we're really nerding out, but I'm down to do it. It's fine. Packer receivers are very athletic, very quick twitch, right? They don't have like a DK Metcalf. I just think it's a good matchup, and I'm gonna trust. Look, Jordan Love hasn't been turning the ball over. I'll take the Pack. It's a flat three. I can do it. I would not do it at 3.5. I'm going to take a shot with the Pack. By far, not my most confident pick. I don't want you to feel that way. I like the angle I have here, and I think it's a little too comfortable with Steelers, Tomlin, home dog. I just think they've punched above their weight. Regressions here, and if the Pack are remotely the team that many think they are, you and I openly question it. Okay, I'm willing to lose to find out. Go win this game by more than a field goal. I'm going to take the Pack, lay the three.
And it's a good spot for the Packer evaluation too, right? They are the number one team in the standings in the NFC because of weird shit with ties and bye weeks. Like, but nobody's talking about them that way. So go out and solidify it, or everybody's right about you.
Exactly, I'm with you 100%. So I'm going to take them. I'm going to take a pop here. Nothing crazy. It's just one of my four or five games I want to play.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.